Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. The past 2 weeks, we covered two important topics that people have a lot of questions about. Why get health insurance to begin with? How to compare health insurance plans once you have decided it is best for you and your family. Keep those health insurance questions coming, and we will continue to answer them in this podcast and in our blog. If you haven't yet, check the description to join the email list. You will get my free guide to open enrollment. A healthy Thanksgiving can take form in many shapes. I decided to cover some holiday topics since it is that time of year. I am sharing what I will do this Thanksgiving season and contrast it with Thanksgiving that I grew up with. Growing up, Thanksgiving was filled with activities. We had to prepare for the big turkey day. As a family, we wanted to make sure we had the house ready for other family members to visit. We also wanted to be prepared to go to other family members' houses as well. Wednesday night, my sister and my mom cooked many of the sides and desserts. My dad made his famous caramel cake. This way, the cake could sit in the fridge and cool overnight, and we could cook the turkey in the morning. Thursday, we would have dinner together as a family unit, my mom, dad, and sister. We set the table with a special cloth for Thanksgiving dinner. We each had a mat, two plates, one large for the main meal and sides, and then a smaller plate for our pie. The utensils were placed properly next to the plates themselves. We took the time to put the turkey in the center of the table with the sides and gravies around it. We took turns passing the sides around so everyone could get what they wanted, and my dad would cut the turkey and put it on our plate. We always dressed up for Thanksgiving dinner and took pictures, as if we were going to church. After eating, we put everything in the fridge and cleaned the kitchen before we left. We knew we would be exhausted after visiting several houses spread out through town. At other family members' houses, I ate smaller plates. These usually contained desserts that we did not have at home. Sometimes I'd eat some sides like some mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. My dad would bring his caramel cake and give everyone a small slice. Those invigorating and vivid holidays really filled my cup with joy. As an adult, Thanksgiving is much more quiet. Gradually, I reduced those family visits across town and cooking large meals. This year, I plan to start my Thanksgiving with a walk around 8 a.m. through the park. I love to feel the fresh, cool air, hear the water run in the creek, and listen to the birds sing as they sit in the trees above. The walk helps to center me. I'll probably go for about an hour. It's not all flat. Some of it go over a creek, some of it kind of goes up a hill. I imagine it'll be nice and pleasant just to walk throughout the day. That walk will help to center me. This week, my parents would drive into town and stay a few days at a hotel. After the walk, I will go spend the day with them. For dinner, I will have a salad, and they are going to order a meal for pickup. I plan to surprise them with some Christmas presents since they will visit my sister during that time. I grew up loving the joyful circuit of holiday visits. There was the quick hello as I walked through the different floors and rooms to make sure I talked to everyone there. I would grab a small dessert and listen to the conversations. Those days were fulfilling. Each family stop filled with layers of laughter, warmth, and belonging. The conversation, the food, the rush to make everyone's home in a decent amount of time. And there was a desire to make sure we all felt connected, even though we were in different homes. As an adult, the rhythm has changed, but the need for connection is still there. I find myself drawn to the early sunrise, the fresh air, and songs from the birds. There's also the unhurried one-on-one time with my parents. I enjoy the contrast of both Thanksgivings. Each activity is fulfilling in a different way. The holiday rounds celebrated community, togetherness, and a shared pulse of knowing we are in this together. Today, the quieter version honors presence and deeper listening. Together, they form a whole. Different seasons from the same love. Next week, we will continue our healthy through the holiday season. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.